to our first episode. We're going to start off to talk about possibly some anime, video games, just otaku gamer stuff, really, you know?
Et cetera. Anything, really. Et cetera.
Yep. Anything that appeals to the viewers. We got Twitter page set up. We got places for you guys to leave comments, stuff we'll probably talk about in the future.
Anyway, any suggestions, put them on the Twitter.
Pretty much.
So, our first topic today is the new Pokemon video game and what Peter did to it.
Well, what we were talking about earlier was, it appears that, like, first I was going to talk about the Pokemon, and it seems like they've been just adding way too many new Pokemon lately. I mean, people seem to have mixed feelings about it, you know? Whether it's just, oh, there's too many new Pokemon, or too many legendaries, or things like that.
Hey, what happened to the original 150, anyway?
Oh, that's been gone long ago.
Those Pokemon were awesome.
They're already on the fifth generation, but people have mixed feelings about it. I mean, personally, I kind of like how there's a great variety of it, but you know,
there's way too much variety.
That's one of the things, and the other thing that some people have noted that I found it to be true is you can't catch all of the Pokemon, every single Pokemon in one copy of a game.
Don't they take them out?
It's not just that. What they do with all of their newer games is it seems like they kind of force you to buy the other games or older games or trade with people who have just to get the older Pokemon. They don't seem to have all, I believe they're at around 600 now.
600, geez. I still have in my head the original 151.
Yeah.
And the original 190, which they originally had. But they X'd out some of it because they couldn't put it all in.
Right, but, I mean, there's no way to catch all of the Pokemon in one single game. The only way to get them all is to buy other copies of it, which really bothers me. I mean, when I buy a Pokemon game, part of it is finding the perfect... I'm sorry, what were you... What were you going to say?
I was saying, when you want to buy a Pokemon game, you don't want to... You just spent, like... How much are Pokemon games these days?
Well, I believe the newest one is about $40 around here.
Okay, 40 bucks. Okay, I go buy a new Pokemon game. Oh, I got 40 bucks. Okay, give me the game. Play it for a while. You catch all the Pokemon you can. You're like, it seems a little bit short of what they told me.
Well, the Pokemon Black and One, Pokemon Black and White, the first one that they made, that one was too short, and they had too many plot holes in it. There was too many things that they didn't fill in, like how would they transition over to Black and White 2, or what happened with the other legendary Pokemon
When did they start making sequels, though, to older games?
Well, Game Freak, which is the company that has been working on Pokemon, pretty much, along with Nintendo. Yeah, it seems like they have a habit of releasing two games at once, and then releasing a third game that's a sequel to the two before moving on to the next series.
I don't remember that back in Game Boy days. Like, I would be playing my Game Boy Advance. There'd be two. Yes, there would be two.
Well, there was like Gold and Silver, and then Platinum, and then there was Red and Blue and Yellow, and They seem to release them in a sequence. It would always seem like it was like Ruby and Sapphire and then Emerald, or Diamond and Pearl and then Platinum.
But here's a question: when did they start like this thing? Like you said, Diamond and Pearl. What was it? Number two, which one had two? Like, which one did you say had a number two?
Only Black and White did. And
okay, how do you have Black and White two? What happened to them just going on to a new color?
Well, that's what I'm thinking of. You know, it seems like they're trying a different approach now. Instead of trying
Pokemon needs to stay the way it was. It was great.
No,
I mean,
you know, there's only so much you can do off of a certain amount of Pokemon. They can't just keep releasing the same thing over and over again. But as
they still do it anyway. It's the same thing going over again.
But as I was saying earlier, is instead of going by their original habit of releasing two games and then one sequel, it seems like they're releasing now two games and then two sequels to it. And not only that, they're trying for more of a storyline besides just you start off in a town where you just moved there or you've been there for a while or something. And
hey, I just moved here.
You go to become the Pokemon Master. And I've seen people do that in, like, a day. They've beat the entire main story in a day. Considering, like, you just caught all your Pokemon then, and then there's gym leaders, and I remember in a few games you could even battle your dad or something. And they've been training their Pokemon for a really long time.
And you know, I think they should have implemented this, but this might be off topic a little bit. But, you know, in the original games, there was code that says that you're supposed to battle Professor Oak.
That was, I believe so. I'm not sure if that was just a rumor.
I've seen, like, people actually hacking into the game on their computers and playing him.
Yeah, it was something to do with, like, Misty's gym, and you go through the water or something like that, and I don't know. But either way, I mean, regardless of all its plot holes and inconsistencies, it's still an amazing game. I mean,
Pokemon's awesome. It's one of those games that you can just sit there and play for hours.
Yeah, and there's a lot of differentiation in it. Like, it's not like, oh, everyone has the same Pokemon, and there's one route only that you can take for Pokemon and everything. No, it's pretty custom tailored to each person and how much effort or training or whatever you put into your Pokemon. I mean, considering EV training and depending on where you train your Pokemon is what stats will be raised more and all these other complexities that they built into games. I just like it overall for the, not just the originality of it and the gameplay, but I like it for its uniqueness from game to game.
Yep. And that segues over to our next topic.
Well, we haven't talked about PETA yet.
Oh yeah, the PETA thing.
Yeah,
PETA's a piece of crap.
Well, I understand the message they're trying to convey. I honestly hate the
way they go about it.
Yeah, and I mean, telling people
Pokemon. Think about this. PETA's stupid. They attack Nintendo constantly now.
Well, I wouldn't necessarily call them stupid. I'd just say they're
They're making stupid moves.
Ignorant, maybe, but I don't like what they're doing. They seem to be attacking Nintendo a lot, and it seems like they're making a lot of ploys against imaginary creatures, things that don't actually exist. Fantasy. They're not even. Yeah, but it seems like they're targeting our youth, and they're using scare tactics to get to them.
Yeah, I mean,
like,
that's stupid.
Like, oh, Mario kills Tanukis and takes their skin and uses it to fly. That's pretty morbid. Or Pokemon are, like, captured in a Pokeball and forced to do all this stuff and imprisoned and enslaved and all this other stuff.
You know, in the game they said that they, like, made the Pokemon seem like it was like a prison. But, you know, in your mind when you were a little kid, you always thought it would be like a big old mansion in there, like they did on Robot Chicken.
I always assumed they were just put in a stasis until they were taken out of the Pokeball again.
Oh, I just thought they were like in there, and it was like actually bigger than it was.
Like, you go to sleep while you're in there, and basically, as soon as you go in the Pokeball, you'll go to sleep and you wake up as soon as you're taken out of the Pokeball. Like, you don't have any memory of being in the Pokeball, it's just a transition.
I don't believe that. I thought they would be in there, like, partying or something. But then again,
the things they said weren't even correct. It was like, they talk about Ash from the series and, oh, he keeps Pikachu in a Pokeball. No, if anyone...
No, he never did that. He tried to at the beginning of the series.
Anyone who's Pikachu seen it, yeah. Anyone who's seen the anime series or knows that Pikachu
didn't like the Pokeball.
Right. And then, like, oh, I never stopped to ask if you wanted to stretch your legs or if you wanted to be free. What the hell kind of dialogue is that?
It's some creepy dialogue Peter came up with just to scare all youth.
I know. But that bothers me. The least they could do is try to talk to people that have enough free...
In a logical way.
...thinking. Not just that. Talk to people that have enough common sense to make their own decisions and not be scarred into some
thinking
decision
bad,
that they might not like. Like, oh, when I was a kid, I saw these really scary pictures of Pokemon, so I don't want to play.
I don't want to play Pokemon no more because I saw bad pictures on Peter's website.
Basically.
So that segues into us going into our next topic. Dead Man Wonderland, number 2 on Amazon.
Yeah.
Yeah, Dead Man Wonderland, season 2. Yay. Hope that comes, actually.
It was a pretty good series, but it was way too short. I know.
Yeah, season. The manga is actually longer, but season 2, what I hear is it would be kind of hard to pull off because they left out things they need for a new season out.
There's way too many animes that I wish could have been made into, or are probably in the working of making a season 2. I'm not even sure. Like, The Legend of Korra, I'm waiting for season 2 of that, but...
Yeah, they're making a season 2 of that. I know they are.
I know, but I heard it was going to be more love interest-based, which kind of bothers me. But,
yeah.
I mean, back to Dead Man Wonderland, it's a great show, but it's...
Sure.
I mean, unless they make a season 2 of it, I don't think it's going to get too popular with people. I mean...
Well, actually, it's already popular now since Toonami showed it.
But it's going to die down unless they do that.
I mean, if you think about it, Dead Man right now is kind of like, when it was playing, was kind of like the number 2 to Bleach. And if you see, since Dead Man stopped, all the viewers have gone down. Views.
Yeah. Well, I mean, most of the people who watch animes don't quite care for watching reruns of it. Or at least not too many times. You know, views don't really count for... Oh, click the replay button while you're still on the page. No, it's more of like, you just go back to it at a later date.
Yeah.
And, when you think about it, I'm really hoping that Toonami or Adult Swim don't overbilk the series, kind of like what they were doing with Cowboy Bebop. It's a good series,
yeah.
It's an amazing anime series, but...
But they play
it's
way
only,
too much.
It's only about 20 episodes. And
yeah, I mean, Deadman probably after Cash Run or something, one of those shows ends, it's probably going to get a replay. At least the original season.
No, I think they've moved on to... They've moved on to other anime series and replacing of that. But Toonami, you know, everyone was hoping it would be great. It was great in the beginning, but they're not even playing themed animes anymore. They're going to things that used to be on Cartoon Network, you know? I mean, I
kind of think that Symbionic Titan and Thundercats especially fits on them. That's just my opinion.
I think it's like the exact opposite of that in all actuality. It used to be on Cartoon Network, and you know, I just don't want to see the same thing over again, especially when I didn't quite care for it too much in the beginning. I mean, I'm sure it was a great show. I'm sure it had its ups and downs, or it was pretty good, or something. I mean, if you fans have anything notable that you want to point out on it, just send me a comment on the Twitter or on the comments here. I'll take a look at it. I'm up to trying out anything like that, but it seems like, you know, Toonami, it just doesn't fit their style, since they've already tried out Dead Man Wonderland and Kasher and Sins and Bleach and
Cash on Sims to me just doesn't fit on them. I think Deadman fit on the new Toonami. That's the thing. It was
although
edgy.
I didn't watch Cash on Sims that much. I saw a few episodes of it, but I mean, I do think it fits in better than Thundercats and Symbionic Titan, just because of,
I think,
like,
Thundercats and Symbionic Titan fit because, you know, the original Toonami, it had Thundercats. Symbionic Titan fits on there because it's drawn in the way anime is.
It's not necessarily drawn it's close to it, but it doesn't fit the theme of what Toonami's been going after so far. They've had Full Metal Alchemist and Bleach and Cowboy Bebop and Denman Wonderland and Kasher and Sins and all of those animes. You take a look at the art style and then you say, I don't want to watch this kid show, or, you know, it might not be a kid show, but still, it doesn't fit the theme. There's no real, like, blood or gore or language or...
Here's the thing. If Toonami, as it seems, gets these shows popular enough, they will start producing them again. And this time, though, they would probably make them more like what they want. You know what I mean?
I don't honestly think that it's going to go down the way of that. I mean, if it gets popular, it's going to get popular off of how it's been so far. I don't think they're going to change the style around enough to fit the more grown-up audience.
Have you ever heard of that show called Reboot that they took from ABC?
Yeah.
You know they changed a lot of that when it came over to Toonami.
Yeah, I do. But...
Because it got popular on Toonami, and they saw how stupid ABC was making it, so they used it, they made it better, they made it where it wasn't stupid. So they could do the same things. I mean, Symbionic Titans and Thundercats isn't stupid, but
you know
what I mean.
But, I mean, I just wish they would have, like, they could try to appeal already from the beginning with some better shows instead of shows that are decent that they're going to improve upon if people like it. Like, right now,
I still think they made a good choice
right
with
now,
Deadman.
Toonami is... It's not extremely popular yet, and they're still trying to get good reviews to keep it on air. That's why I'm saying it. If they were already really popular, they could have one or two shows like that don't fit the same style as all their other shows.
I'm not trying to bash Toonami here, but personally, I think Adult Swim should give them more money.
Well, you know what happened with Toonami in the past, right? The reason why they stopped making...
Canceled.
Right. I believe it was
because
they put in... No. I think they put a lot of their advertisement money and everything into the airtime around Naruto.
Yeah.
And they did that as soon as Naruto was entering its filler.
Filler.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know what you mean. They put all their eggs into a basket that fell.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah. And so, Toonami, we should probably get back to what we were originally talking about in this topic.
Deadman Wonderland. Well, yeah. It's pretty tied together, you know, because...
Yeah, I know what you mean. And since when I tied together, and yeah, my last comment on that is Deadman Wonderland, if you haven't seen it, you probably want to go order it, just helping out a little bit there.
Well,
but
I mean, we should probably describe how it is. I mean, I'd say it's very... It's a psychological thriller. It's psychological. I mean, it's not one of those things where, oh...
It'll make you energetic. That's one thing.
It's not as simple as good guy versus bad guy or things like that.
No.
And there's...
You're going to see a lot of blood and crap like that.
Oh, yeah, there's a ton of blood in it. And...
And death.
Right.
And mental problems.
But that just makes it the show it is. I mean, it's different.
It's a really good show, though. Don't you think so, Sharon?
So far, I like it, but I'm just waiting to see what happens with any further seasons that may appear.
Do you think there might be a chance for a second season?
I assume so. I just don't know when it would be made into... It would be...
I mean, if you don't notice it, Funimation has kind of looked into it.
Yeah.
Twiddle, they posted, actually, the hashtag to get it more up for there would be a second season. I think Funimation wants a second season themselves. kill them. And that brings us to our next topic. I'm going out of order here, if you can't tell, Shane. But Bleach and Naruto ending.
I believe Bleach already ended in the manga. Something about... Well, I'm not going to spoil it.
No, it's the anime that ended. The manga's still going on.
No, oh, right, yeah. The anime ended, and the manga's closing soon. It's close to its last chapter, I believe.
Yeah.
I had that in first order. And I believe the same is happening for Naruto soon.
Yeah, one of the things that's kind of confirming Naruto ending is Storm 3 has been announced, and they said they wouldn't bring that out until the end of the series. Right. So.
And.
That's kind of a dead giveaway.
The same thing also to be said. Well, you know, I wasn't too much of a fan of Naruto or Bleach too much. They had quite a bit of filler in them. And, you know, it's fine having a bit of filler, but the amount they put in there was pretty high. It seemed like I can understand that they need time to stall for new mangas and ideas and things, but out of maybe, like, all of Bleach's episodes, I'd say a third of them are filler. That's how high it is. And they're pretty high up in the episodes.
I think it's more like half.
You know what? I believe you if you'd say that. I wouldn't doubt it. And
I mean, it's a lot. It's like really... I'm not trying to... I guess I probably shouldn't bash on it, but... Really, Bleach, why do you need so much filler? I understand you need time for manga to get a little farther up. But you don't need, I don't know, a year...
Well, Dragon Ball Z had quite a bit of filler.
Yeah, but the story would move along still. I mean, that filler in Dragon Ball Z was like 5 minutes of powering up.
No. It was not 5 minutes of powering up. It was quite a bit of time.
Like five episodes.
But people like it because it was a change. It was a change of pace. Dragon Ball Z wasn't really competing with other animes at the time. And... You know, it was what drew a lot of people into the series. It had fighting,
it was
action,
it's
and
what
everything.
Made anime in America.
In America, I'd say it's pretty close to.
But it also was very popular in Japan.
Right.
We're getting off on a tangent now, so.
And in regards to Bleach and Naruto ending soon, you know. I think it would add quite a bit of publicity to One Piece.
One Piece, yeah.
Which I've been watching quite a bit, and
One Piece is awesome.
It is. It's really good. Sorry, you were saying?
Oh, I was saying as long as you're not watching the 4Kids version, you're fine. Also, this might be a little again off topic, but I was watching it on Neo Gamesworks stream. He does on Saturdays sometimes. Dude, that thing's horrible.
Yeah.
4Kids version. They found it online. It's like really hard to find.
It was terrible, man. And even Funimation tried to pick up where 4Kids broke it, and they couldn't pull that off.
I mean, they're trying still.
They're trying, but they couldn't pull that off the first time they tried. But the thing is, now that Bleach and Naruto are nearing their end, there's going to be, hopefully, a lot of more publicity for One Piece, and people are going to move over to that. And the creator of One Piece has even said he has no plans of ending it yet, as of soon. Right. That it's
I mean,
he's still going
to carry on. They're
telling
him the ending, but he's like, no.
Right.
He's like,
And I'm glad for that, because, you know, One Piece has had way less filler than most of the animes and mangas that have been released recently.
He has like no writer's block. Yeah, I bet he's like, I got so many ideas.
Out of all of their chapters, which is, I think, at least like 600.
No, I think they're a lot higher than that. I think Dragon Ball Z made it to like 500. So.
Something like that. They only have like 50 chapters of filler out of all of those or anything like that.
Filler sucks.
It does, but I mean, considering it's so small compared to what they have in general, and there was even a point in time when they were releasing one chapter per week. I mean, That's unheard of. It wasn't in the best quality. It seemed like it was a bit rushed. But there was
you mean in One Piece?
Yes. But there was a period of time when they were releasing one chapter per week. And usually it takes like 2 to 4 for a chapter to come out. I mean, it was in bad quality, but they found out about that. They found out that, like, people were saying that the quality wasn't in its best. And they're actually going back and reworking it and releasing better, newer re-update of it. Right. Which is amazing.
And so how long is it taking them now? 2 weeks to write?
I believe it's taking around two to three weeks each, yeah. But, you know, I'm just glad that hopefully they're getting more publicity soon.
You know what, I hope when Bleach ends on Adult Swim in about a year, you know, because it'll probably be that long, One Piece will get a run, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
One Piece will take over that section, like, play it uncut. I bet uncut One Piece is kind of, probably, better than playing uncut, like, Dragon Ball Z.
But
I mean,
it's not
you have to say
that. It's not just that, it's that it leaves an open spot for people to think of more animes or mangas to kind of become popular too, which I'm hoping happens also. I mean, it's going out on a limb here. It could be something that I don't like, or most people don't like, you know. But I'd rather take a chance of finding something different to show up than keep the same old going for so long.
Yeah. One Piece is one of those, though, that you can go on for a long time and you'll just be like, oh my god, what's happening next?
Oh, yeah, they keep throwing out these new ideas for it. It's different for them, but, I mean, when you have a ton of filler in one series or have, like, the same plot going on over and over again, it kind of gets
boring.
Yeah.
I mean, that's why a lot of people think that the Majin Buu saga in Dragon Ball Z was kind of stupid.
Well, It was different.
It was good, but I'm just saying it was kind of the same thing. Alien species or some weird thing. Fighting, Super Saiyan.
It had more than one Majin Buu. It had more than one Buu. It had the true evil one. It had Kid Buu. It had Goku and Vegeta using the Potara earrings to fuse together, and they actually went inside Majin Buu.
That's a little good, but yeah.
Yeah, but I mean,
I've seen it. I'm just saying that's just.
But it was an amazing concept. And the way he turned them into chocolate and ate them and gained their power. I mean, it's kind of like what Cell did, but he did that with more than androids. He could do that with anyone.
Yeah.
And
since we're on the topic of Dragon Ball Z, I know we didn't write this down, but the new Dragon Ball Z movie.
I'm wondering how that'll be. I think it might be a make or break for this series.
Yeah, I think if it does really well, I hope it goes into theaters here in the States. I hope it does.
I don't want it to be really shitty like the one that they tried to make a long time ago in America.
Yeah.
That one was awful.
You mean the unspeakable live action?
Yeah, the one we don't talk about.
The one we don't talk about.
And
don't you either talk about it on our Twitter.
We're just kidding. You can talk about whatever you want. And the same thing.
It's just like
the same thing can like, be said also for Monster Hunter. They're bringing a movie over for Monster Hunter to the Americas first, and that too will be a make or break for the series because it's really popular in Japan as of right now. But it's not as popular in America, and, you know, it feels to me like if this doesn't really draw in a lot of fans from the Americas, then it's not going to be a successful series in North America or the United States. You know, I've even had a few friends of mine tell me that if this doesn't draw in a ton of fans, if it's not that spectacular, they're going to just stop playing altogether.
And at that thought,
talking about earlier, you know, with the movies coming out and how it will affect the gaming genre and series in America, it seems like it's pretty risky so far. I mean, the Monster Hunter movie hasn't even been green-lighted yet so far, I believe. So
I think Okay, back to the Dragon Ball Z movie, though. If the Dragon Ball Z movie gets good enough in the movie theaters, I think there might be a new series.
Well, it seems like they've been hinting towards that with Dragon Ball Z Kai. Like they're getting people hyped up so that they'll take a look at the movie, and if the movie's good enough, then
Have you seen that extra episode in Dragon Ball Z anyway? I mean, Dragon Ball Z Kai? The 99, I think it is. Or 98.
I haven't.
I want to watch it.
I thought it was just a shortened version of the regular Dragon Ball Z, where they cut out a lot of
No.
the filler.
Yeah, I'm talking about, like, the extra episode that never got to air in Japan because of the tsunami.
Oh, no, I haven't.
I want to watch it. But besides that, let's move on to a new one. Shane, you take this one.
Yeah, well, as of right now, I was gonna try talking about, it seems like, as far as MMOs go, right now, I love the idea of it. I hate it when a good game ends and there's nothing left to do. That's why I love playing MMOs, because they update it semi-often.
Yes, like every week.
Yeah, not so far as every week, but I mean they fix
Some.
kinks. You get to battle wits and test your skill with other people, and all this other stuff. It seems like a good concept, and I enjoy it. I mean, but it feels like so far, as soon as the next MMO comes out, which a lot of people have been competing over, all the previous ones seem to be forgotten. Like when Skyrim came out. That's all people played. Then Terra, that seems to be what a lot of people played. Then Guild Wars 2, a lot of people switched over to that. Now World of Warcraft, and then Borderlands 2, and all these other things.
Actually, I think World of Warcraft's been kind of out there for a long time.
It has, but I mean, you can't tell me that Mist of Pandaria didn't draw in a big crowd of people.
Yeah, it did. Because, you got them people who waste their lives on World of Warcraft.
Yeah, well, it's not considered wasting your life. I mean, I wouldn't
No, I'm
say
not talking
that.
about that. I'm talking about, like, those people who sit on there all day. They're like on Whale Fell. Well, I
No,
cannot talk. They're
don't
like on
mock it,
Whale Fell.
man. I mean,
They're on there because. No.
the reason I play, one of the reasons is I like the gratification that comes with it. You put in time and work, you make friends.
You'll get something.
You can't disagree with me that real life is boring at times.
Yeah.
It's quite
Real life.
boring. There's so many things that I want to do in life that don't exist. I wish there was
Life hot
magic, there
flop.
was Pokemon. I wish there was a ton of things in life that don't actually exist.
I wish I could be a Saiyan. I'm just throwing that out. Okay, so you done with your MMO? Because I
Well,
have no idea what MMOs about. I'm sorry.
I was going to, get into depth a bit of the new stuff. Like I used to play Terra recently. I just,
How did you
cut
used to play
myself.
Terra recently?
Well, I was playing it up until recently. I mean, I decided to discontinue my subscription. It felt like it wasn't worth it. They haven't really added anything new in quite a while, and
I would rather
like,
play free MMOs.
yeah.
Playing for like, I mean, how much do you pay on MMOs a month?
It depends on how good the MMO is. There's free to play ones where there's a huge difference between MMOs. There's free to play and there's pay to play. The thing with free to play is they don't really take too great care of the people that play. They take their time answering tickets and stuff like that, usually for the most part. And they take
And
all the
then they
best
throw you a
content of the
subscription.
game. They take all the best content of the game and they hold it off to the side for people to pay on. And it's really a matter of who spent the most money on the free to play game is who's best at it. And then there's pay to play games, which, I mean, I think they're better.
Anybody can
Yeah.
start singing the Pokemon theme song.
I think that the pay to play games are better in their own respect because if you're not playing, you're not paying. And yeah, so and they know that. So they take great care of their customers because
I'm sorry, that was funny what you just said.
well, it's true.
You're not fl if you're not playing, you ain't paying.
Pretty much.
Still funny. Okay.
And they take care of their customers. If there's a problem, they'll try to resolve it because they want you to keep playing their game. They want you to keep paying for it and everything. And not just that, everything in the
game. Shut up and take my money.
Pretty much, yeah.
Shut up and give you all my, give us your money.
Not so much that. It's everything in the game is fair game, in my opinion.
Yeah, and free to play, though, you have to pay buttloads of money, more than you'll probably pay on pay to play games.
Not necessarily. I mean,
think about it. You probably, you know, in some MMOs, you'll pay like, I don't know, $20 for like some kind of currency to get good things. And then you would keep having to buy that to get even better things.
Oh, yeah, I agree with you on that. I mean, when it comes to free-to-play games, they make it way too chancy. Like, buy a ticket that gives you a random weapon or armor or something, and you'll usually get shit. And then maybe one time you'll get something good, and you'll be like, all right, I gotta buy a ton more now. And you realize you've just spent, like, maybe $50 in one day.
I just spent my paycheck.
Yeah.
I just spent my paycheck. I got McDonald's.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I just, speaking of that,
I realized something recently. You know how there's all those pictures of, like, draw me something on the pizza box?
Yeah.
I realized that. The reason why their drawings are so good is because everyone who works at pizza and fast food places like that, they all had liberal arts majors. I just realized that. That's why their drawing's so good.
Okay. Let's get on to our next and last subject now, before this goes on for too long. Minecraft 1.4 is coming out soon. Have you played any of the snapshots, Shane?
I've seen them. I haven't played them. I mean,
oh, I've played the newest one. Dude, these things are getting good. In this new version, you get new food. New redstone, I think. New redstone, like, physics. I think they're putting in the mod. What's it called? I can't think of the name. You know what it is?
Can you explain what it does?
It's like the mod thing that you don't need to really update anymore after 1.4.
Oh, I remember what that is. Yeah, there's apparently a block or something inside the game where you can just download mods for it from the block itself. As in, you don't need to go to Bucket or anything to get the mods. They're all just in-game, and you can patch them right in while you're...
Yeah. And then you have... You can ride pigs now better.
I think they're adding horses, aren't they?
Not in this version. In 1.5, I've heard, though, they're going to add in, like, other things, like lighting glitches are going to be fixed and everything. Oh, that might be put in 1.4. You got mob heads, the wither skeletons, a lot of things like that. That's just Minecraft updated. Minecraft is getting better. That's no offense, but I would think they should go back to the old world generations. You know what I'm talking about? Like huge mountains, things just randomly popping up.
All right, gentlemen, we need more pro tips for the saving screen on Minecraft. Suggestions? Crouching while on a ladder will stop you from falling, and then they cross it off. Is it a chicken or a duck? Dun dun.
Is it a chicken or a duck?
That's yeah.
Yeah, let's just go with that.
I mean, in all honesty, as great as they're making the game so far still, I liked it a lot better when
simple.
Went back when before Jeb got a hold of it.
I liked it better when I could live forever without eating.
Yes, when it was still run by Notch.
I'm sorry, Jeb. I love you and everything. But
I know.
Still, you,
hey, Jeb. I'm gonna let you finish and all, but you know, Notch was
Notch was kind of better.
He was. I mean,
then again, he did make the game in like 3 days.
Yeah.
And also, he kind of, I don't know. Notch, you need to get back on the project and fix that. You need to get rid of that food bar. I don't like the food bar. Get rid of it.
No, I think it's a good idea. I just don't like the idea of snapshots instead of updates. You know what I think he needs to do?
What?
I think he would benefit greatly off of talking to Notch and asking him about some, like, ideas. Yeah, just to get it.
We still talk to Notch, but I don't know. Notch probably gives him some ideas.
But I don't think he listens to them. Or, I mean, like, he actually puts them in the updates.
Maybe, but right now, I think Notch is kind of working on the newest games, like Squirrels and what's that other one called? The new space shooter, he keeps saying, the new space game he's making, they keep changing the name.
I think he's taking what Notch says, and that's why he made snapshots, because he wants to see people's opinions on it, and he still...
No, Notch wanted round moons and round sun.
Yeah, that's...
But then, after one snapshot, they took it out.
You mean Jed?
Jeb took it out.
No, you mean Jeb wanted round moons and sun.
No, it was Notch. Notch wanted them.
Oh.
And so, I don't think Jeb liked it. Just saying. So, you gonna, yeah. How do you like these new temples and stuff they added in 1.3 itself, though?
It's a great concept. I like it, but... It's too generic. All the temples seem to be the same, and all of the pyramids seem to be the same, and they're a bit short, you know? I mean, I
miss old Minecraft, I have to say. You know now when you kill something, they won't respawn?
Yeah.
And, like, and you... It's literally...
The fact like, that... The fact that... With their new update for, like... Trading with villagers... All the villagers are way too cheap. They're greedy assholes, man. They're like,
I know, right?
Here, give me 12 emeralds for an iron pickaxe.
It's like, the fuck?
Yeah. One iron pickaxe.
One iron pickaxe, please.
And they don't even do trade backs. I mean, the only good thing to find about that is, like, reverse trading, where, oh, give me some paper and I'll give you emeralds.
That's hard to find, though. Now all they want is emeralds, pretty much. And you're like, how do I get these without, like, digging for 3-4 hours?
Yeah.
I mean, I once in a while find something that will trade me wheat, a lot of wheat, or some, like, fish, or something outrageous, like, I don't know, 50 wool for one emerald. It's, like, stupid.
Yeah. But, and, I mean, it's there. I don't mind the fact that it's new stuff. I'd rather they keep adding content, even if it's not that reasonable, because it doesn't affect your gameplay that much.
I still think they should re-add the world generation. I'm sorry, I hate this new world generation. It's not as good.
Yeah. But, I mean, it's still a great concept, and it's still old Minecraft, you know? Minecraft. It has the same...
I mean, I think that's why we have the modding community, though. You know the mods? They have some mods that will actually let you go back to, like, the old days, but still be in 1.4, 1.3.
Yeah.
Yeah, I use those sometimes. Sometimes I even use a downgrade, although.
Yeah, I consider it, but then, you know, you kind of, by the time you use that, you kind of, like,
miss stuff.
Yeah, you miss the newer things, yeah. And... You know, there's a reason like shit, why you don't just want to go back. You want to, like, have new things that appeal more to you. Yeah, because if Minecraft was the same thing over and over again, it would get quite boring. But, I mean...
But here's the thing. That's why they have these mods for your generation, for you won't have to use a downgrade.
Yeah.
But I think that wraps it up.
Well, before that, I just have an idea. I think there should be a mod for Minecraft that lets you pick and choose what upgrades you'd like for your game.
Yeah, I think they should do that.
Like, you can have the pyramids and temples update, but not the hunger update.
Yeah, I hate the hunger update.
Well, I guess that about wraps it up, wouldn't you say, Nick?
For this week. Thank you for watching.
Yeah.
Watching.
We appreciate listening. It. We love you all. You're amazing.
Leave some feedback on our Twitter page, which is...
in the description.
We don't have descriptions.
Well,
I don't think they have.
Well, you know what I mean. It's near the video, yeah.
VIDYABAGIANTS on Twitter. Look us up.
Yep. And just leave us a comment. Leave us some feedback. Send us some hate mail. We don't care. We love hate mail. As long as it's
mail. Yay, hate mail. Give me hugs, hate mail.
Yeah. And we'll see you next week. Take care, everyone. No.
Take care.
No, please don't do that.
Don't do what?
Don't do what you did with the trolling. No, that's
trollolo.
No,
okay,
that's a cancer.
You should
cut that out.
I don't know. This is a funny conversation.
All right, take care, everyone.
Okay. Take care, everyone. Also, if you want to know my personal Twitter, it is GokuSun7. That's it. See you, people.